WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It came as a surprise to lots of people in the music industry when the Beastie Boys' new fifth album, Hello Nasty, went straight to number one on the pop charts. After all, weren't these the bratty guys who'd peaked commercially over a decade ago with Fight for Your Right to Party? Well, it turns out there's a lot of residual goodwill out there for the Beasties. And says rock critic Ken Tucker, they make the most of it on their new release.
Funkiest white boys in hip-hop are back with a CD that looks back to what already seems like the golden age of rap music. Hello Nasty is full of old-fashioned, densely rhymed rapping, rocking the mic so viciously, as they put it, with snippets from 10 and 15-year-old rap hits. The key to its freshness is the way the music is assembled, the way it coheres as old-school homage, offered with ferocious energy and up-to-the-minute urgency. This collection is filled with the sort of playful yet thought-through metaphors and similes for which George Clinton coined the term seriously silly. That song, Just a Test, is five cuts into a 22-song CD, and already we're picking up on certain themes. Foremost among them, the Beastie Boys' desire to reach out and unite its diverse audience. They shout out in that song, "We're all linked together in a chain reaction," and they mean it. It's been widely reported that one Beastie, Adam Yauch, has become deeply involved with Buddhism. He's the central organizer for the past 3 years' annual Tibetan Freedom Concerts. And certainly much of the Beastie Boys' newfound open-heartedness and relative maturity seems at least partly due to this influence. But more broadly, these boys, who've grown over the course of 17 years together, are now approaching their music as art as much as adolescent escape valve. Well, all of which is not to say that the Beastie Boys have lost their peerless sense of goofy humor. The most often cited couplet on this album in reviews I've read is the moment when Adam Horovitz boasts, "I'm the king of boggle, there is none higher, I get 11 points off the word quagmire." Now that's pretty good, and it scans as iambic pentameter too. But the Beastie Boys didn't shoot up to number one with technical impeccability or the fact that one tune here samples Stokowski's Firebird Suite. They make great, hilarious videos, and they're still fighting for your right to party. They're Beastie Men now, but they're still the most playful players in hip-hop.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.